Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Blessed Sabbath to everyone on this March 19, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 171, chapter 36, entitled The Touch of Faith, Part 2. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled, I Know My Heavenly Father Knows. If you have the hymn book, it's number 591 in the old hymn section. I know my Heavenly Father knows the storm that will my way oppose. For he can drive the clouds away and turn my darkness into day. And turn my darkness into day. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempered every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows. The balm I need to soothe my woes. And with his touch of love divine, he heals this wounded soul of mine. He heals this wounded soul of mine. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows how frail I am to meet my foes. But he may cause will ill defend. Uphold and keep me till the end. Uphold and keep me till the end. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows, and tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows, the hour my journey here will close. And may the hour of faithful guide find me safe shelter by thy side. Find me safe shelter by thy side. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And tempers every wind that blows. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, Babala.
Father God, thank you for allowing to keep me safe. We hope to heaven and pray for that. And all, thank you for waking me up this morning, man. Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for protecting us, and thank you for everyone, and thank you for our friends, and thank you for creating us in His name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 20, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled The Touch of Faith in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babalah.
Luke 8:43, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any," Luke 8:44, "came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched."
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Luke 8:45, "And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" Luke 8:46, "And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me."
Luke 8:47, "And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately."
Amen.
Matthew 9:21, "For she said with herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole."
Matthew 9:22. Sabbath blessing, everyone. This is Sister Gina. But Jesus turned him about when he saw her, and he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 343 through 347. Welcome to all of the dear family that are joining us. We are in The Sigh of Ages, page 343. Babala.
The golden
opportunity
had come. She was in the presence of the great physician. But amid the confusion of she could not speak to him, nor catch more than a passing glimpse of
his figure.
Fearful of losing her one chance of relief, she pressed forward, saying to herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I..."
As he was passing,
She reached forward.
And succeeded.
Barely touching.
The border.
Of his garment.
But in that moment, she knew
that she was healed.
And that one touch was concentrated.
The faith
of her life, and instantly, her pain and feebleness gave place to the
to the
vigor
of perfect
health.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Question, boys and girls. What did the woman do regardless of being fearful of losing her one chance of relief? And what led her to believe in the moment she knew that she was healed, barely touching the border of his garment? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Babala.
She pressed forward, saying to herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." And in that one touch, her conscience
was concentrated.
The faith of her life was instantly her pain and
feebleness
gave place to her vigor,
the
vigor of perfect health.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Jeremiah. And this one is found in Jeremiah 17, verse 14. There is an English version, and I also put a Spanish version for those that speak Spanish. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be safe. For Thou art my praise. For Thou art my praise. Sana me, Jehová, y quedaré sano. Salva mi seré salvo. Porque Tú eres mi alabanza. Porque Tú eres mi alabanza.
With a grateful heart, she then tried to withdraw from the crowd, but suddenly Jesus stopped, and the people halted with him. He turned, and looking about, asked in a voice distinctly heard above the confusion of the multitude, "Who touched me?" The people answered this query with a look of amazement. Jostled upon all sides, and rudely pressed hither and thither, as he was, it seemed a strange inquiry.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What did the woman do after her healing? And what was Jesus' reaction after her healing by touching his garment? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, with a grateful heart, she then tried to withdraw from the crowd, and suddenly Jesus stopped, and the people halted with him. He turned, and looking about, asked in a voice distinctly heard above the confusion of the multitude, "Who touched me?"
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27. Continue in our study.
Ever ready to speak, said Master, in multitude throng, three impressed thee in saying, "Sayest thou, who touches me?" Jesus answered, "Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out in me, the solvent gone out of me. The Savior could distinguish the touch of faith from the constant contact of the careless tongue.
Casual
contact.
That's what you should think.
Such trust should not be passed without comment. He would speak to the humble woman words of comfort that would be to her a wellspring of joy, words that would be a blessing to his followers to the close of time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What have gone out of the Master, which is Jesus, after the woman touched him? And what can the Savior distinguish by the touch? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Pabla.
He had asked, "Who touched me?" For he perceived that that virtue is gone out of him, and the touch of faith from the casual contact of canvas throng, for such trust should not be passed without comment.
Desire Baptist, page 344. Looking toward the woman, Jesus insisted on knowing who had touched him. Finding concealment vain, she came forward tremblingly and cast herself at his feet. With grateful tears, she told the story of her suffering and how she had found relief. Jesus gently said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen."
Desire of Ages, page 344. He gave no opportunity for superstition to claim healing virtue for the mere act of touching his garments. It was not through the outward contact with him, but through the faith which took hold on his divine power that the cure was wrought. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 344, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus say to the woman after she came forward trembling, casting herself at his feet, with grateful tears telling her story of her suffering, and what was the healing virtue brought through the outward contact with Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones.
Jesus gently said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made the holy go in peace."
But through
the faith
which took
hold
on his divine
power.
That the
cure
was wrought.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 11, that tells us that all these promises has been left for us for our ammunition. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages, page 344. The wondering crowd that pressed close about Christ realized no accession of vital power. But when the suffering woman put forth her hand to touch him, believing that she would be made whole, she felt the healing virtue. So in spiritual things, to talk of religion in a casual way, to pray without soul hunger and living faith avails nothing. Continue on the next slide. Desire of Ages, page 347. A nominal faith in Christ, which accepts him merely as the Savior of the world, can never bring healing to the soul. The faith that is unto salvation is not a mere intellectual assent to the truth. He who waits for entire knowledge before he will exercise faith cannot receive blessing from God. It is not enough to believe about Christ. We must believe in him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and what would avail to nothing in the spiritual things as with the healing virtue of Jesus in the soul without faith? And what can never bring healing to the soul? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
To talk of religion in a casual way, to pray without soul hunger and living faith, and a Christ which accepts him merely as the Savior of the world, the faith that is unto salvation is not a mere intellectual assent to the truth. He who waits for entire knowledge before he will exercise faith cannot receive blessing from God.
The only faith that will benefit us is that which embraces him as personal Savior, which appropriates his merits to ourselves. Many holds faith as an opinion. Such saving faith is a
transaction
by which those who receive Christ join themselves in convent religion
to covenant
with God.
Genuine
faith is life. A living life faith means an increase of vigor, a confiding trust by which the soul becomes a conquering power.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what is the only faith that will benefit us? And what do many hold faith to be? And what is saving faith? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, babala.
As it is, that which embraces him as a personal Savior, which appropriates his merits to ourselves, and we hold faith as an opinion. Saving faith is a transaction by which those who receive Christ join themselves in conservant relationship with God. Genuine faith is life.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song, dear ones, together. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 to 14.
Search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, and I will be found of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. At this moment, we will ask all the little ones to come close for a story time. This section of our study was...
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. Our verse this today comes from Job 11:15. And because it starts in the middle of a thought, I'm going to add a little bit to the beginning of it. If we ask God to put away our sins or forgive us, for then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, we'll have no sin. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast or determined to serve God and shalt not fear. It is right for the youth to feel that they must reach the highest development of their mental powers. That means they should learn all we can that will be useful in God's cause. We would not restrict the education to which God has... Excuse me, that lady broke in on me. We would not restrict the education to which God has set no limit. That means don't be satisfied with just a high school diploma. Learn all you can, but that doesn't mean you need to go to the university and study to be a PhD. But our attainments avail nothing if not put to the use of for the honor of God and the good of the community. This means, good of humanity. Well, humanity is the community. This means that if you study to be a doctor, it is worthless. If you are not using it to serve God. Just to be a doctor to make $1 million isn't worth anything in God's sight. What we need is knowledge that will strengthen mind and soul, that will make us better men and women. Heart education is far more important than mere book learning or just reading books. It is even essential or necessary to have a knowledge of the world in which we live. But if we leave eternity out of our reckoning, we shall make a failure from which we can never recover. If the youth understood their own weakness, they would find in God their strength. There is a science or a knowledge of Christianity to be mastered or learned well. A science or knowledge as much deeper, broader, higher than any human science or knowledge, as the heavens are higher than the earth. The mind is to be disciplined or made to think and reason, educated, trained, for we are to do service for God in ways that are not in harmony with the inborn inclination or your own desires. Hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil must be overcome. Hereditary tendencies means you do things like your parents. Cultivated tendencies mean you do things on your own. If I'm wrong, there's somebody correct me. Often the education and training of a lifetime must be discarded or set aside, that one may become a learner in the school of Christ. Our hearts must be educated to become steadfast in God or determined to serve God. We are to form habits of thought that will enable us to resist temptation. What is temptation? It is a thought that leads you to do something, either good or bad. You might think of the thought, or somebody else might suggest the idea or thought to you. We must learn to look upward. The principles or the teachings of the Word of God, the principles or the teachings that are as high as heaven and that compass eternity or keep heaven in your thoughts. We are to understand in their bearing upon or relation to our daily life. Every act, every word, every thought is to be in accord or in agreement with the principles or the teachings of God. All must be brought into harmony with and subject to Christ. Sons and Daughters of God, page 87. And again, if we ask God to forgive our sins, then shall thou lift up thy face without spot or sin. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast or determined to serve God, and shalt not fear. Job 11:15. I hope you derive something that will be useful to you from this story today. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled The Touch of Faith of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of those little precious little one or mommies or daddies would like to have closing prayer.
If we all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, I thank you for this be able to have this blessed day. I thank you for this be able to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this be able to learn from another scripture study. Forgive us for our sins and iniquities, and for our sex spirits. Let us be able to be careful of what we see or what we do. Let us be able to be strong and courageous whatever we do. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong for us that we died in the room. Be with us wherever we go. Let us be able to have safe child mercies if we have other places to be. Let us be able to always be dependable and also, let us be selfless and let us be unselfish, noble, reverent, obedient, diligent, and faithful. Let us remain on your right path and let us avoid all the temptations that the devil will use to turn us away. Let us be able to always come to you whenever troubles are getting harder and mounting very much. And let us be able to be grateful for the things that you've given us. Let us always have our eyes open and we may be able to see wondrous things out of the rock. And always have our hearts open that we may be able to let you in and make our spirits pure. This my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be March 26, 2016, we will continue with part 3 of our study, The Touch of Faith, chapter 36. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that you will bless, and may you all have a blessed rest of this beautiful Sabbath. And may the Lord bless the speaker, which is our dear brother Bob, with coal from on high. God bless each one of everyone.